Okay, so yesterday I discussed the interplay between tshuva as a mitzvah and tshuva as something which is not a mitzvah, but optional. And it's optional because it's an opportunity rather than a commandment. And that's how Rav Lichtenstein contrasted the opportunity versus the obligation. And then he demonstrated that in life, opportunities are not neutral options or invitations, but halacha and religious sensibility sees or views opportunity as responsibility. We talked about someone that can daven for your friend, and you don't daven, the Gemara and Baruch has very harsh comments. You could have learned Torah, you don't learn Torah, Devar Hashem Baza. You could have had children, and you wasted that opportunity, you're considered a murderer. So in Avodas Hashem, opportunity is not, as we would say, oh, you have an opportunity to take advantage of this meal. If you don't come, there's no pain, no gain. But lost opportunity is morally problematic and is itself a sin. And in the second part of this article, Rav Lichtenstein said, well, that's why it's implicit. He didn't state it very clearly, but that's why tshuva isn't only mandated as a mitzvah. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu camouflage the mitzvah of tshuva? This is a machlokas whether there is a mitzvah of tshuva. The Minchas Chinuch says, the Rambam says he doesn't hold the mitzvah of tshuva. The Ramban clearly holds there is a mitzvah of tshuva based on the pasuk of B'shavtad Hashem Elokecha, based on the pasuk of Nitzavim Kol Mitzvah Shanech V'Sav Chayom. But why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah just say do tshuva? Why doesn't it just write it as a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah of lulav, there's a mitzvah of tefillin, there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just write a pasuk for tshuva? And Rav Lichtenstein's implicit answer is because the message of tshuva is not just atoning for your misdeeds, but the message of tshuva is atoning for missed opportunities. When we perform tshuva, we have to conduct a cheshbon nefesh, not just for the averos we performed and for the bittul Torah in the legal sense, but for all the potential in life we squander. So tshuva has to be optional because it has to remind us that sometimes options and opportunities are the greatest waste. So tshuva as an option reminds us to think about all the moments in life that are optional and all the opportunities we have and whether we maximize that time or we underuse that time. And the Gemara that Rav Lichtenstein quoted to highlight this is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that let's say you could drink a lesser wine and you drink a better wine, a healthier wine, but you could get by with a lesser wine. So the Gemara says you're over on Baal Tashchis because you're wasting resources. Or let's say you could eat barley bread and you eat wheat bread, and wheat bread is a higher caliber. The Gemara in Shabbos says, in Kuf Mem, you're over in Baal Tashchis. Then the Gemara retorts and says, wrong. Baal Tashchis degufei adif. It's more important to think about your health than to think about how you're going to maximize or economize resources. And if wheat bread is a little bit better for your health, you should eat the wheat bread, even though in the general calculus you could have got by with barley bread. And if a better wine is better for your health or better for your spirit, then you should drink that better wine because your spiritual state is more important than whatever resources you're saving by drinking a lesser wine or a lesser beer. So that's the halacha, that your health and your physical state is more important than natural resources. But Rav Aaron saw that as a phrase. Rav Aaron would always take these phrases from Gemara and turn them into thesis of life. Baal tashchis degufei adif. What do we say about baal tashchis? Wasting resources. What's baal tashchis? You waste food. You waste material. You waste money. Baal tashchis degufei adif. If you waste personal opportunity, personal currency, that's the worst form of baal tashchis. And that's how Rav Aaron felt. That's why tshuva is not commanded as a mitzvah. Tshuva is an opportunity. Tshuva is an option to remind us that when we perform tshuva, we should be searching and inspecting not just the mitzvahs and the averos, but the blown opportunities, which is one of the greatest tragedies of the human condition, to waste time, to waste resources. And Rav Aaron talked about two different types of opportunities. Opportunities day by day. Every minute you can grow. Every minute you can perform a mitzvah. Every minute you can learn Torah. Kol ish vishmi. So the Rambam writes, chayv to learn Torah every minute that you're not doing something else productive. But then there's also opportunities when there are windows in life, where we have great opportunities to excel, to move forward, to define ourselves. It's not just the opportunity minute by minute on the clock. There's also opportunities that come when windows of change open for us. And we have to think about both of those wasted opportunities. Did we use our time properly? And one of the goals that I'd like to see everyone acquire this year, including myself, is constant improvement, constant maintenance, is how do you use your time? Is time a resource like money? You don't just waste your money. You don't just throw your money in the garbage. Time is a greater resource than money. You can't buy time. So time is something that's elusive. When you're young, it's hard to realize that because you have so much of it. Once you have less of it, and you see people that don't have it at all, they pass, then it's easier for you to realize how much of a resource is it. But are you able this year to shift into that gear where time is not just something you waste? Even if you're relaxing, it's not a waste of time. You're relaxing, you're unwinding, but you don't just let time slip away and run away from you. And then, oh my goodness, I just lost 2 hours today. I didn't do anything with my 2 hours. It's just complete waste. So you want to make sure that you're able to measure and control the opportunities on a daily basis. But this is also a year for you that's an opportunity that you're not going to have the rest of your life. It's not just the average pedestrian routine day-by-day usage of time. This is one of the most defining years of your life. I'll say it, I'm close to two and a half times your age. If I look back at the three or four most defining years of my life, it wasn't when I was 15. That really didn't define me. It wasn't last year. That really didn't define me. It was my years in Israel, my marriage, my Aliyah. These are the times you build your identity, you define who you are. So the need to look at how you manage opportunity is not just day to day. Do I waste time? Do I utilize time? But when windows come open and Hashem comes knocking or opportunity comes knocking, to make sure that you seize opportunity rather than... So this whole shiur was a chance to upgrade the tone of our Avodas Hashem. So often the tone of your Avodas Hashem is mitzvos averos, merits, demerits, good deeds, improper deeds. And even if you excel in that form of tshuva, you can hit a ceiling. Okay, so I'm performing mitzvos and I'm avoiding averos, but I'm not really working hard to grow in Torah, to grow in religious sensitivity, to grow in... When mitzvos are obligated, I perform them and even perform them well. But do you see that mitzvos and averos are not... They're the threshold. They're not the ceiling. The goal isn't to perform all the mitzvahs and to avoid averos. The goal is, of course, to maintain the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about all the times in your life where Hashem doesn't command you? Those are the moments of opportunity. You're not commanded. Now, obviously, you're always commanded to learn Torah, but beyond just the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's why Rav Aaron would always tell us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Adam and Chava, the word command, which is the first command, appears not about not eating the Eitz Hadas, but about eating all the trees. Which means that the entire world, not just when you're avoiding averos, but even when you're involved in voluntary activities, just eating regular fruits, is also part of religion. It may not be commanded, it may not be precisely commanded what to perform, but it's part of Hashem's command. It's part of Hashem's larger mandate to see your whole life. How am I using the time, not just when I'm not eating from the Eitz Hadas, but how am I using the time when I'm just eating from all the other trees of the Gan, metaphorically? As Hashem commands Adam and Chava, you should eat from all the trees of the Gan, namely, use your time productively, use your eating opportunities productively, and then these are the averos. Don't eat from, you know, one mitzvah, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. So this is Rav Aaron's first piece in the Sefer of Renewal, the piece about seeing tshuva as an opportunity. Opportunity begets obligation. That's why the Rambam writes that tshuva, this is the time of tshuva, everyone's chayav to perform tshuva. That becomes almost a metaphor for our overall religious life. To see opportunity not just as a neutral, but to see it as something that demands of us to maximize that time and that opportunity. Okay, tomorrow we'll take a look at the second piece, which talks about MS and tshuva. How do you search for MS and tshuva? Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day.